Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a talk show host, likes to stir things up. I don't normally take the bait, but I wanted to see how plausible this scenario would be and get your take on it. So Colin Cowherd said that Arch Manning and Nick Saban teaming up with the Browns next season is the worst-kept secret, and another potential place they could both land is New Orleans. How do you feel about that? It sounds like you're choking on your own skin.
Yeah, I don't. I know that there were. I did read probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago where some people within the sphere of Nick Saban said he was not done coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But man, why would he put himself through that?
Well, because he would have the quarterback. You know,
yeah,
that.
But yeah, that's assuming that the Browns are going to have the. All right, you have to assume that. The Browns are going to have the first overall pick, that Arch Manning is going to come out, and that Nick Saban's taking that job.
All right, so if the Browns or the New Orleans Saints have the number one overall pick, you're going to know that right when the season ends. So then you get Black Monday.
But we'll also know how Arch Manning did at Texas this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all assuming they're going undefeated and he's going to throw for 10,000 yards.
Well, I mean, you don't need to do that to be the number one overall pick. I mean, you see some of these guys... The seasons that, I mean, look at Trey Lance, for God's sakes.
But I tell you, but a totally different set of circumstances. And I do believe Eli Manning when he told me that he advised his nephew to enjoy college for as long as you can and get the most out of it. I believe that.
Okay, but I also could see it be plausible where they were saying, hey, New Orleans, your grandpa, Nick Saban wants to coach again.
Yeah, but when I see that you have guys like Jackson Dart, Brock Purdy, Dylan Gabriel playing all these games in college, and maybe they moved around, maybe they played for multiple teams, but still, they played a lot of games in college. They're a little bit older, they're more mature, and they're ready to go. I think Arch Manning is, you know, maybe he's not mentally mature enough yet. And that he wants to, you know, have 2 years at Texas.
Okay.
And play more games. Because the more he plays, much like both of his uncles, the better he'll be when he gets to the NFL.
All right. So I think you're getting hung up on the timing of the whole thing. Whenever he comes out, he should be it. Let's just assume he is the number one overall pick.
If you told me in 3 years that that's a possibility, I would say, okay, I could see that. But
in 3 years. But I mean, how old is Nick Saban going to be in 3 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't see that happening. Given the fact that I would like to think that Arch is having a great time at Texas. And hopefully everything goes well for him.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a great time in other places too.
But you know? What we have learned about guys like Trey Lance, who played 17 games through, you know, COVID or whatever, you know, it doesn't usually work out for guys like that. You know, they need to play football at a high college level and play a lot of it, you know. Remember when Philip Rivers came into the NFL that year? I think he played like 52 college games at NC State.
Hmm.
I think I played maybe 33 or 34 games, but I was, you know, a fifth year senior.
Hmm.
Yeah. I wasn't a 20-year-old kid.
Sam Darnold didn't play a lot of games.
That's right.
Zach Wilson didn't play a lot of games.
And, you know, by the way, look at Baker Mayfield. Look at Jalen Hurts. They had to move around a little bit. They were around different, you know, types of coaches and different systems and everything else. And then all of a sudden, they're both successful quarterbacks. And Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl winner, for God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be, I believe in the way that things are going. And you've pointed this out many times, that the New Orleans Saints are going to be completely punting this season, hoping that they get the number one overall pick. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, but
they've done nothing at the quarterback position.
Well, Tyler Shuck, they drafted him.
Okay.
And and right now he's projected to be their starter, which could be a disaster.
100%. So, I mean, we've got Arch Manning potentially coming out in the NFL, New Orleans, the whole deal.
I mean, I love
that's
going to
happen. That's going to happen.
The romantic nature of that, and then you got Kellen Moore down there as an offensive, head coach, that kind of thing.
Well, Nick Saban will come kick him out.
Yeah. Again, you know, I'm not saying that it's a good thought that Colin has. I'm not going to debate and argue that whole thing. That's his opinion. My opinion is I think that, you know, Arch is going to spend at least 2 years at Texas as the starting quarterback. And, you know, he's already made enough money. I mean, he's going to make money doing that.
Yeah, Colin also said that Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, circle of trust includes prominent agent Jimmy Sexton.
Oh, God.
Who represents...
Yeah, and how's that going?
Represents Nick
Saban. Just unveiled a helmet that looks like poop. Dude wipes. I mean, come on. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, that ownership group's got to be one of the worst in sports, yes?
I feel bad for guys like Kevin Stefanski because they work their ass off. They're good coaches. It's like, you know, Brian Daboll's a really good coach. He didn't forget how to coach. He didn't forget how to call game, you know, plays in games. They just don't have the players. They don't have the right mix. Or maybe they will this year. We'll see. But he hasn't had that since he's been here. And Kevin Stefanski, they've been drafting at the top of the draft for how long?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
And then they add Shedeur Sanders in the middle of all this.
Right. Who, I mean, I don't think anybody expects to be on this team once the season starts. There's no way.
I mean, Shedeur should have gone. Look, he's there, whatever. But it's the Browns.
Huh. Yep.
And they drafted a quarterback ahead of him in the draft. They bring in Joe Flacco, and they have Kenny Pickett there.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, that situation is just the Saints, definitely the worst quarterback situation, not far behind the Cleveland Browns.
What the Browns should have done is they should have traded Myles Garrett. They should have traded Myles Garrett. They should have gotten a boatload for him. And you're right, punt the season. Maybe, and then draft next year's top quarterback or the year after that maybe. But I don't know what they're doing.
No, I don't think, and they'll never get out of their own way. We talked about Caleb Williams and going to the Bears and never had a 4,000-yard passer in their history, and now he wanted to get to Minnesota instead. I mean, and that's the Bears, which is a franchise that certainly has struggled and struggled with the quarterback position, but it's an iconic franchise. It's got a rich history, and he's saying that about that franchise. I mean, what would he be saying if the Browns had the number one overall pick?
Yeah, I don't know what he would have said, but, you know, the one thing I will say is that Ryan Poles got it right. You know, he now hires Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson basically knows that this is a quarterback-driven league, And hopefully Ben Johnson will connect with Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams can now start taking ownership of being the leader of the team.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to. I mean, last year, with some of the stuff that was coming out of there, just didn't look good for him or the previous coaching staff.
Coaches got fired there, and, you know, when you start drafting rookie quarterbacks and playing them, you're going to get fired. You know, unless you're Dan Quinn and you start with Jaden Daniels, or you're D'Amico Ryans and you start with C.J. Stroud. Those guys outplayed the expectations that you would have for a rookie, and those two coaches were very, very lucky to be able to get those two players.
Yep. And we'll see who the next lucky one is. Maybe it's the Giants and Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll, the combination that could take them back to glory. So we were asked, you know, if there's a couple of people we want to talk to when we go to Giants camp. And I definitely, you throw Jameis on that list, right? You got to request Jameis, 100%. You throw Russell on that just to see if you can crack through Mr. Unlimited. Probably can't, but it'd be fun to try, right?
Yeah.
Fun to try that. Dexter Lawrence, he's a character. He's great. A lot of respect for him. Got to throw him on there.
Got to throw him on there, yep.
Malik Nabers, good personality. Great rookie season.
Yep.
All the potential in the world. Superstar in the making.
Got to throw him on there.
Obviously, the GM and the coach, that's a given, even though, I mean, you know, those guys are better than your average interview in training camp for GMs and coaches. They'll give you a little something.
Listen, let me
a little
tell you
ball busting.
You know, Brian Daboll knows exactly what he's in the middle of. He's not dope.
I didn't say, well, what?
But no, what I'm saying is, like, he doesn't have to, you know, give you coach speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's at the point now where it's all or nothing. They're either winning or they're not.
Yeah. I mean, this is the...
And he's got
ass in the jackpot spot.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I do give the team credit for trying to stabilize the franchise. They're trying to.
See, I disagree with that, because when you're John Mara, and I reference this a lot, when you're, after the season, you go, I know this is an unpopular decision, and I better be a hell of a lot happier now, this time next year, than I am right now. That's not actually making things stable.
Well, to me, keeping the coach and the GM after, you know, what had happened the last...
And saying this is your last chance?
Well, I don't know necessarily. He didn't say that. He said last year with their 100th season, he expected to be a lot better than the year before.
No, he said, I better be standing here next year at this time a hell of a lot happier than I am right now. That means this is your last shot.
But again, you know, he could have pulled the trigger and started over again, and I'm glad he didn't do that. I'm glad he let Joe Shane have another draft.
Yeah, I am too, because I do like those guys. But I just didn't like the, you know, here's the guillotine hanging over your head. You don't have to say that. Everybody knows that already. They got to perform. It's just, there's just no, you're not going to get another year unless you win a bunch of games, like get to 7 wins, or you're losing and Jackson Dart gets in there and shows you something. That's really the only two ways that you're keeping your job.
You know, or Russell Wilson, you know, does what he did last year.
Well, that's what I said. You win a bunch of games.
Yeah,
I
mean, gets the team somehow to the playoffs, and maybe at 9-8. But
that's a little much. I think 7 wins. I mean, if that happened,
I look at their roster, and I think their defense is going to be better. I think their offensive line, if you said it yesterday, if Andrew Thomas is healthy, they should be better. They should be able to run the ball. And the one thing about Russell, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. He plays a little bit careful, but he does not turn the ball over. But he does throw a very good deep ball, which I'm sure Malik Nabers is going to be under a lot of those.
Oh, yes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.